God has created us, how he has made us holy before him. And, you know, I'm always a little bit fearful about speaking about this topic because there might be somebody in our church that has experienced, you know, an abortion. And I want to make sure that I tell you that there is a way out. If you're feeling guilty about this, the Word of God can help you, and Jesus can forgive you also for that. On a Friday morning, I prayed with Marianne Wise at the Ashland Ministerium, and she actually has a ministry dealing with ladies who have gone through the abortion process. So I just want to be careful and know that you know that even through these kind of things, God's grace is able. God is able to forgive us through all these things. All right. Well, last week we looked a little bit about what the book of Titus says, and we've been looking at the book of Titus for a long time. And last week I read Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. It says there, "Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men." This idea of doing good is a theme that runs throughout the book of Titus. And so what we're going to do today is kind of take that idea, the idea of doing good, and try to apply it to this, you know, abortion stuff that's going on in our country. You know, the book of Titus tells that elders love what is good. The elders of our church love what is good. And older women are to teach the younger women in our church what is good. And the book of Titus said we are all to be eager, we're all to be ready, we're all to be devoted to doing what is good. And it actually uses the word devoted twice in the last chapter of Titus when it talks about doing good. So I think last week we studied that and you got it. And so it's a clear message, be doing good. Spend a lot of your days figuring out how to be doing good for those that are around you. Be creative. And I know that God will use you in a personal way with all kinds of different people that maybe he couldn't use me. Maybe he couldn't use Gary Foster to do, but he can use Gary Foster and I to do a lot of good things. And I'm sure he can use you too. Well, one of the things that affected the church in the first century was this, was the way that people treated their children. And it was common for the Romans and other pagan people to abort or expose their children to the elements. And that was true about the Romans, but it was also true about the nations that surrounded Israel. It would actually burn their children in sacrifice to their gods. But the Romans, we know why they did these things. And here are some of the reasons that people have written about why the Romans killed their babies, why they exposed them to the elements so they would die. They did it for economic reasons. They did it because the babies had birth defects. Maybe they did it because the child was illegitimate. Or sometimes they would do it because of an evil omen or somehow to please the gods. Or other times they would do it just because of gender. If it was a girl, they would expose the girl to the elements and save the boys. You know, those activities, those ways of living were abhorrent. Understand the word abhorrent? I mean, really, really terrible to both the people who were in the Jewish faith as well as those who were Christians. They took care of their babies. They took care of their children. all the way from the first century through the Middle Ages. You see this big struggle going on financially and emotionally and people-wise for Christians to take care of these babies that were being exposed. And they just refused to let them die. And they took the book of Titus literally and said, this is a way that we could do good. This is a way we could help people in a practical way in our culture. In our own country, since the passage of Roe versus Wade, we as a nation have aborted almost 63 million babies since 1973. 63 million. You know, it's hard to get a grasp on that number, 63 million. What do you have 63 million of at your house? You know, maybe if you have a sandbox in the backyard, maybe it's the grains of sand in the sandbox. But it's, you know, I thought about this, and it's, you know, I went through on the internet, I looked up how many men have died in all the wars that we have fought as a nation since the French and Indian War. And I kind of calculated them a little bit, and I came up with about 1.5 million men have died in all of our wars since the founding or even before the founding of our nation. And that's nothing in comparison to this number of babies who have been aborted in our country. About 80 million people died in World War II, if you can consider all the civilians and the soldiers and the Holocaust, about 80 million. So the number of babies that we have aborted in our country is kind of close to how many people died in World War II. Here are some facts about abortion in our nation according to 2019 stats that we have. 86% of abortions are done by unwed mothers, unwed women. 25% of abortions occur when the mother is actually living with her partner. So I've always told girls, you know, don't live with somebody. Guy, it's very dangerous for your child. It's very dangerous for you. And here's a stat that tells us that. You know, 25% of people who experience abortion are living with a partner, their boyfriend. Over 50% of abortions occur when the mother's in their 20s. So when they have the most energy, you know, to take care of a baby, that's when babies are being aborted. And it's twice as likely for a woman who's living in a major city to have abortion rather than someone who lives like where I live, you know, in Sullivan or in Spencer. So it's twice as likely if you live in Cleveland that you'll have an abortion than somebody that lives out here. Black women are 3.6 times more likely to have abortions than white women. And maybe that's because 79% of the abortion clinics, where 95% of the abortions are done in our nation, are within walking distance of a black or Hispanic community. So they are strategically placed in order to find those people. 19% of pregnancies in 2019 resulted in abortions, according to the stat that I read. So it's a big problem. And we have lots of opportunities in praying for people, in counseling people, in helping those who are thinking about aborting their children or have aborted their children. We also know why women decide to get abortions. And there are a lot of reasons. You know, they always do these surveys with these ladies to find out why. And the top four reasons, 78% said, the child would dramatically change my life, whether in how I could be educated,